Born, born is if you another way they're prepared, you might break them open and put them in little containers so that you don't fry them or boil them, but you poach them. Do you know what meat from a hog is called? Pork. Alright, instead of saying salt pork for that big portion of meat, you know, that you put in the beans and so on,
you call it salmillion, fat meat, salt meat.
Alright. You might say a side of
bacon
or a side of
fat meat.
Alright. Does the word middling mean anything to you? What is middling?
That's part of the flat meat, salt meat, however.
Alright, if you were to put the pork over a fire and let smoke come up on it, it might be called
smoked meat.
Alright, what is the hard skin on bacon?
The rind.
And what is the bacon that you fry for breakfast called? What do you call it?
Bacon.
Anything else?
Chicken meat.
White meat. What is that part that is ground up and that you have for breakfast?
Sausage.
Right. What is the man called who prepares the meat at the counter in a store?
The butcher.
And if some meat is not good, it's been there too long, you might say that meat is
rank.
Alright. What is the meat called, I guess you might say it's made from the head of the hog? What do you call that?
Cheese.
Cheese made from the...
Yeah.
Well,
head cheese.
Okay. How about this now? Is the head cheese the same thing as souse meat?
No.
What is souse meat?
Well, that's made, some of it's from the head and the other parts of the hog.
Do you know what is made from the liver of the hog?
Liver sausage or liverwurst.
And have you ever heard of anything they do with the blood?
They make blood pudding.
A lot of people around here used to do that. I know all the old-timers made blood puddings. Do you know what that was good for?
No, I don't know. I never did eat none.
Well, do you know of any other name that they used for that blood pudding?
No.
How did they do that?
They caught the blood. They stuck the hog and took a pan and caught the blood, and they put sugar and eggs and spice and make a pudding.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose the blood had to be very fresh.
Yeah.
How did they go about that? Well, like they would kill a hog.
As soon as they stuck a hog, they kept that blood, and they'd go right in and make a pudding.
Uh-huh. If you had a container of milk in your kitchen and it was very warm in the kitchen, you might say that the milk would
clabber.
Okay. If you are thirsty, you need a
drink of water.
And you might say this morning he drank 4 glasses of water.
He drank 4 glasses of water.
If a child asks for more, you might say, you've drank 4 glasses already.
You've already drank 4 glasses.